I'm here at Saigon Restaurant having dinner with my mother in Greensboro, North Carolina, and she just asked me a question because evidently my father's been deleting email from her email account that has pictures and stuff in there. And they still use Outlook for their email rather than using the web-based Gmail the way the majority of us are doing these days. And so she's concerned because my father went in and deleted the emails from Outlook. And I don't think that it's deleting it from the Gmail server. So I said to her, and let's see if I can reproduce this conversation. She's sitting here with me now, so I'll ask her some questions. So I said, I asked her, why don't you just go to gmail.com? And, okay, so I'm going to ask her again. Mom, why don't you go to gmail.com?
Well, how do you go to gmail.com?
You just put Gmail in your web browser, and you go to gmail.com.
But then it pulls up the web, and everybody can see it, and I have to be able to get in.
You log in with your username and password.
Oh, all right. I guess that's not too difficult. But I've not done that before.
Yes, you have. I've shown you your Gmail before, gmail.com. That's where your email is. That's where your email lives.
And that's what Carol means when she asked me, why don't I use the gmail.com?
Yeah. Sorry, but we ran out of salmon, so there's no salmon. That's it.
Oh, it's okay.
You don't need any fish with those veggies, do you?
No. I have ahi tuna. I like it.
Okay, so we're back. We had to pause. The waitress came up. So do you understand now about going to gmail.com?
Yeah, but it's really funny that I didn't know, all this time when Carol was asking me why I didn't use it. And I said, well, I do have a Gmail address. And but I use it under Outlook. And she wanted to know what Outlook was. And so I told her it's from Microsoft.
That's good. You knew that.
Yeah.
No, I do not.